From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Gray. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media that State Department of Agriculture on Wednesday, August the 16th, concluded the Cairo Hog Farm owned by Jason Watts does not pose a hazard to health or the environment. The department described the operation as, and I quote, sound, end quote. Watts presented the Cairo Town Board with a sound agricultural practice letter that same day. The 12-page letter addresses concerns about odor and water quality and contains reviews based on numerous visits to the farm by state and town officials. Watts said on Thursday, and I quote, it should put the town to rest, but it's not going to. They'll probably still want a second opinion. They're just prolonging it, end quote. Town officials will hold a special board meeting to discuss the hog farm and the litigations initiated by board member Doug Ostrander and others. The special meeting of the Cairo Town Board will be held at 8 p.m. on Monday, August the 28th, at the Cairo Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the town of Durham officials have identified, and I quote, dozens of areas, end quote, where services could be combined and result in savings. Durham Town Supervisor William Carr Jr. and the board on Tuesday, August the 15th, identified 40 to 50 areas where services could be shared. Among the ideas proposed, IT work could be consolidated with the Cairo-Durham Central School District, and the Durham and Cairo Town Boards have agreed to jointly purchase a stone chipper. Town officials have also considered purchasing health insurance as a group with other towns countywide to save money. Under the State Shared Service Initiative, local and county governments statewide have been tasked to look for ways to consolidate services as cost savings measures. The Greene County Legislature must make a decision on a consolidation plan by September the 15th. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Human Services Committee has passed a resolution to create a pilot bus route from Philmont to Columbia Green Community College. The route would include stops in several municipalities along the way. The bus will be run by Michael Johnson School Bus Company and cost passengers $1 each way. The service will provide four routes three times a day. The route to the college will leave the bus garage and stop at the Cumberland Farms in Philmont, the Claverick Post Office, the mobile station at Route 9H and Route 66, the Stoutsville Post Office, the Route 9 Mobile and Subway, Jolson's Motor Lounge, Aldi's in Greenport, the Social Services Building in Hudson, the Hudson Library, the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce on Front Street, the gazebo at the Columbia County Courthouse, and then out of the city to the college. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Tishko Gannon reports in Spectrum News that there are Confederate flags for sale this week at the Delaware County Fair. On August 15th, Leslie Kaufman took pictures of a booth selling Confederate flag merchandise, and the fair director then called the sheriff's deputy. Kaufman and her family were removed and banned for life from the fair. The fair director refused to comment. The fair runs through August 19th. You can read that full story in Spectrum News. Lee Hornbeck reports in the Albany Times-Union that an African-American feminist author has quit regular appearances on National Public Radio affiliate WAMC over what she says is a lack of diversity. Barbara Smith has appeared on The Roundtable Show. She said in a statement, and I quote, "But I could not continue to do so in opposition to my values. I have never willingly supported tokenism or racial segregation. As a matter of principle, I decided to leave," end quote. Albany Law School professor Donna E. Young, a black woman, was on the show August 14th after she left, and host Joe Donahue said he wants to add more conservative voices to the program. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And for our final story, Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that speaking to the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce on August the 16th, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, denounced racism but did not mention President Donald Trump's claim that both sides were responsible for the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend. But later in an email, Faso wrote, and I quote, "I unequivocally disagree with the president's statement yesterday. Neo-Nazis and other hate groups have to be called out for what they are without attempting to draw some type of moral equivalence with others," end quote. The president said that many of the people who showed up to the protests, Nazis and white supremacists, were also to blame for the violence. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 7 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 76. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 a.m. And some of those storms could produce heavy rain. There will be patchy fog after 11 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy Friday night with a low around 65. The forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers before 11 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and noon. There will be patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 6:05 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:51 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 18th day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.